Yes, Lord of prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. We appreciate you, Father, for the week that has just ended. We are grateful, O Lord, for how you started the week with us, how you continue with us with your blessings at the midweek meeting, the tape service of Friday, coming in. Your cares and protection upon your people, both students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives. We cannot thank you enough. We thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Lord Jesus, as we open your word again this morning, we ask, O God, that you are the writer of your word, you are the quickener of your word, you are the revealer of your word. You are the one that gives grace for your people in every generation to live by your word. Help all of us, Lord. It's our prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Good morning, church. We are happy to be back to the house of the Lord. Shall we quickly open our scriptures to John chapter 4? John chapter 4 this morning, and I want to read verse 4 before we go to the main reading I want us to take. Verse 4 says, and he must needs go through Samaria. And then let's begin our reading now for verse 20 to 24 of the same chapter. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. Are you hearing what Jesus is saying? We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Finally, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I want us to look with you. Can please be seated, church. God bless you. The little time we have this morning, I want us to look at a little topic I will call it like this: true worshippers. True worshippers. You see, from the discussion that Jesus was having with this woman here, shows that there are worshippers, though they worship, they do it sincerely. They consecrated themselves. Sometimes they fasted. And yet, they don't know what they worship. You are always fond of coming to put mic here where prayer is going on. Where prayer is going on, everybody should. I've been watching you for a long time. You put a stop to it. Like I was saying, it's not everybody that goes to church that knows God. When the prophet was preaching the message, three kinds of believers, he was preaching it in Abraham Tabernacle. He said, as I'm preaching now, I'm talking to the three kinds. He said, in the tape land, it will speak to tens of thousands of people. Amen? Our topic is true worshippers. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What is truth? Jesus said, thy word is truth. You see, all the denominations, starting from their father, which is the Roman Catholic, we all carry Bibles. Is that not true? None of them carry Quran to church. It's Bibles we all carry. But that Bible we all carry, we see what is written in there differently. And that is why you have different doctrines. That is why you have some people baptizing people, dipping water, dipping finger in water, and sprinkling somebody. I don't know where they get that from, but they are carrying the Bible anyhow. And so on and so forth. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Before you can worship God in spirit, you have to be in that spirit. Or let me put it this way, that spirit has to be in you. Are you getting me? You know the scripture clearly declares that they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Is that not so? That is why I keep telling people, be careful. Jesus said, if you love your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your wife, your children, more than me, I'm using my own terms now. He said, you are not worthy of me. A man that will serve God, a woman that will serve God, we have to give unto God complete surrender. Regardless of what Papa says, regardless of what Mama says, regardless of any other person, God first. When the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all other things shall be added. It means first. Let me say this. Now, Jesus had 12 apostles. He was the one who called all of them, one by one. The calling was a supernatural call. Matthew was a custom officer. You know, they used to rotate when somebody do morning, somebody do afternoon, and so on and so forth. He was on duty. Jesus met him and said, follow me. He didn't say, let me wait until Etobama Bashelo Homi Kowa. He just stood up and followed him. The children of Zebedee, they were with him. You know, they were fishermen. He just met them. He said, follow me. He didn't say, daddy, you hear what that man says? Do we go or do we not go? They just follow him. The call of God is supernatural. And before the foundation of the world, be that God is God. He knew the edit from the beginning. He knows every child of his. Are you following me? He knows all his children in every generation from the beginning to the ending. There is nothing hidden to God. And as a result of that, he wrote their names in the last book of life. And that is why Jesus gave all that assurance. That day that my father had given me past. Not that we give me, had given me past. They will come. He said, when they come, no man shall be able to pluck them out of my hands. He said, because my father that gave them to me is mightier than all. Is greater than all. Is able to save and is able to keep. What good is it to save you today and lose you tomorrow? It's a poor businessman who will do that. When God saves you, before he even saves you, it's because he foreknown you. We have been made to know that the Bible referred to God's people as God's elect. They are elect of God. For you to be a child of God, you must be an elect of God. And God does not choose there's a way the prophet put it. He chose by foreknowledge. It's not by will. It's not that I want you to be saved, you go to hell. No. He knows what we do. He knows everybody. He even knows you more than you know yourself. That is the God that we serve. What am I saying? There was a woman in Samaria. The woman, her problem was that animal shawuni. She fall for every man. He fall one, two, three, four, five. The sixth one is what he was living with. And the Bible says Jesus needs to go to Samaria. As bad as that woman is, she was a seed of God. That is why you must never write off anybody. Who are you to write off somebody? You don't see beyond your nose. You don't know nothing. For your information, there is no child that is born into this world that God does not know. But Abraham told us that when man and woman, that is husband and wife now, that is the only time God permits man and woman to go to bed. Your sisters, your brothers, take note. You don't have access to woman until you are married. Woman, you don't have access to man as regard relationship between man and woman on the bed until you are married. The Bible condemns it. The Bible says there is no sin that anyone commits is without the body. He said, but he that committed fornication or adultery sinned against his own body. That is why somebody one time was involved in adultery. He came around. I was trying to woo him to help him to get out of the net. He found himself. He came around. He was preaching. He said, after the sin is committed, it's like telling a lie. What is special about it? What are you talking? The Bible specifically tells us that every sin that is committed is without the body. That is why I don't believe that adultery or fornication is a mistake. It's not a mistake. You were acting under the influence of an evil spirit. So people say, I know I have the Holy Spirit. Where do you put the Holy Spirit? You mean that the Holy Spirit lead you to fornication? Lead you to adultery? Tell somebody else. Because there are people who will never take that from you. What am I saying? No, I used to be very nervous when it is on the screen, just a few minutes. We are coming for the main service. Brothers and sisters, God has children in every generation. The only thing I will tell you, make sure that you are one of them. You know, we used to see that song. We're not there, we're not there. I'm so glad that I can say, we're not there. One of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can see I'm one of them. The prophet said, if you tell me you have the Holy Ghost, he said, I believe with you. He said, but I cannot swear to it. But if you have the Holy Ghost, you know. Because it's an experience and a life. You cannot be inside the water and not be wet. You cannot be filled with the Holy Ghost and you don't know you are connected to a supernatural power. You are connected to God. He empower you for services. Prayer. You can decide to have all-night prayer meeting in your bedroom without sleeping for 5 minutes. Because you are connected. There is a place where power is being supplied to you. May God help us. To worship God in spirit, like I told you, I mentioned the apostles. When Jesus brought in Judas, he made a statement. Say, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Then you begin to wonder, why did he bring a devil among the 12? It's because the work of the devil has to be done. And the Son of God cannot do the work of the devil. Judas had to do the work of Judas. That is why Judas was brought in. Do you know where that woman, like I used to say, where that woman came and used that costly perfume to anoint Jesus? It was only Judas who complained. Nobody else complained. To Judas, it was wasted.
It could have been sold so that it could be given to the poor. And the Bible says not that he liked giving it to the poor. It's because he was a thief. God knew he was a thief, and yet he made him the treasurer of the church. You see the way God works? He made him the treasurer. You know he was stealing money. It is that same love of money that takes him to where he belongs to. Yeah. He has seen Jesus escape several times. He said, this one, I will make quick money. He went and made covenant. Take 30 pieces of silver. He said, I know where he is. We'll be there together several times. Where we go there, the man I will kiss, holding fast, is the one. He thought Jesus will escape. He didn't know the program of God that Jesus, it was time for him to surrender himself. He didn't know. So he thought he could just make 30 pieces of silver. He must have told them, this money is not refundable. If this man escaped from you, I can't refund this money. So when they came to the garden, he went straight to Jesus. He said, Master, Master, Master. He kissed him. Jesus said, betray thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Not only that, we remember the last supper they had. Jesus said, one of you will betray me. Peter said, is it me? Matthew said, is it me? Jesus said, is it me? When he come to Judas, he said, thou sayest. Not only that, when Judas stood up and he was going to make that covenant, Jesus said, that thing you are going to do it quickly. Judas knew that Jesus was aware of his movement. Just as he know you and me, the thoughts of your heart, anything you do, do you know every action, every reaction is motivated by his spirit? May God help us. Did that stop Judas? No, he went. He did, but when he discovered that Jesus was arrested, I have made my worst mistake. What is this? This man is not, he didn't escape. He saw him be tormented. They were misandering him. Condemnation came to his heart. You talk of repentance, he repented. You talk of restitution, he didn't spend kobo out of that money. He brought it back to the temple. He said, see you to it. He dropped the money. After dropping the money, why did he not go and follow the master to see the end of the whole thing? He went and committed suicide. He came from hell. He returned back to hell. Every man has a destination. Where you come from is where you will return. Amen? That is why as simple as this message of the hour is, but Abraham said, when God sends a message in every age, when the message comes, he said, the devil will evade the message. The devil have evaded this message. We find so many people, they say, thunders are not revealed. I will read something to you. If thunders are not revealed, what is the message? What is the message? I don't know. May God help us. And that is what they believe. Whatever anybody believes in this message, he has followers. Hello? He has followers. There are churches, you think your church is big. Your church is not big, though. If you see big churches, this one is not going to work quarters of big churches. Both down and up. Talk about membership. That's not what you are talking about. Let me read something to you. You know some people, in this my journey, I met a case in an assembly.
What was the case?
One of the ministers stood up and said he had a revelation. Jesus was there, Brother Abraham was there, and himself was there. And they told him he's to take the place of Brother Abraham. I'm telling you, this journey I just made, it was a case in that assembly. He keeps saying he had a revelation. Jesus met him. This, that. When I finished meetings with them, I summoned all the ministers to the pastor's house. I asked the brother, I said, you keep saying you have revelation. There are several ways of having revelation. This revelation, it didn't happen. He said, when I was sleeping, I said, oh, it's a dream you have. It's a dream he had. And the things that he saw in the dream are symbolic. That is how we settle the matter. I warned the pastor, if you give your pulpit to this man, he will scatter your church. As simple as that. Giving your pulpit, he will scatter. Error catches people more than the truth. Error. Let me read something. Brother Abraham is the disciple church age. He said, before we close this session of the messenger of the Laodicea age, we must seriously consider these two thoughts. First, this age we have war prophet messenger. Revelation 10:7 says, when he, singular, shall begin to sound. There has never been an age where God gave his people two major prophets at one time. He gave Enoch alone. He gave Noah alone. He gave Moses. He alone had the word, though other prophesied. John the Baptist came alone. Now, in this last day, there is to be a prophet. No prophetess. Though in this age, there are more women purporting to give God's revelation than men. And the fallible word says, when he, the prophet, will reveal the mysteries to the end time people and turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. There are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. I challenge that statement. It is a bad, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10:7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in this last age. And their ministry can, I will be correct. I do not deny that there will be prophets, even as in the days of Paul, where there was one Agabus, a prophet who prophesied of a famine. I agree that is so. But I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet messenger who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Thus says the Lord, by his unfailing word stands and shall stand and be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. On the basis of human behavior alone, anyone knows that where there are many people, there is even divided opinion on lesser points of a major doctrine which they all hold together. Who then will have the power of infallibility, which is to be restored in this last age? For this last age is going to go back to manifesting the pure word bride. That means we will have the word once again as it was perfectly given and perfectly understood in the days of Paul. I will tell you who will have it. It will be a prophet as thoroughly vindicated or even more thoroughly vindicated than was any prophet in all ages, from Enoch to this day, because this man will of necessity have the capstone prophetic ministry, and God will show him forth. He would need to speak for himself. God will speak for him by the voice of the sign. The second thought, that is the first thought, the second thought that must be pressed on our heart is that the seven church ages started out with the Antichrist spirit as well as the Holy Spirit, who is to be blessed forever. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Did you notice it? The Antichrist spirit is identified with false prophets. The ages came in with false prophets, and they will go out with false prophets. Now, of course, there is going to be a real false prophet in the grand sense of that man. You know that? Oh my, I don't know. My time. What am I saying? Look, God is a spirit. And it's the same spirit that God is the one that come into the prophet and made that to write the Bible. And the Bible says only men of God wrote as they were moved by the Spirit of God. You know, some people say they don't believe the Bible and be the word of God because it was written by men. No! Though man formed the letters of it, but it was under the influence of a supernatural power. Yes! That is why from Genesis to Revelation, it is infallible. It is the program of the Almighty God. That is why you can't add. God said if you add, the plagues that are written in this Bible will be added to you. If you remove, your name will be removed from the book of life. That is why the prophet keeps saying, say what the tape says. He says, it's not me saying it, but him saying it. And I will tell you, there are people who will say only what the tape has already said. Do you know why? I will tell you why. Now, God has sent a messenger. And he put his spirit in that messenger. That is the spirit of truth. With that spirit of truth, the word of God comes to the messenger. And he delivered it. To the sons and daughters of God. What made the sons and daughters of God? It's because they are regenerated. You look at the apostles. They were with Jesus for 3 years and 6 months. Jesus would preach the parables. He would take them in, interpret the parables to them. After all that, he told them, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. It was on the day of Pentecost that God came to dwell in them. When God comes to dwell in you, he doesn't come so that he might be your servant. He comes to take over. He comes to take over your life. Sister, that is why when we tell you this is what the prophet messenger says about your dressing, you begin to argue. Don't wear high heel shoes. You go and bring tape. Pastor, measure it. How high is this? You need the Holy Ghost. When it comes to the things of God, no compromise. Compromise does not belong to the heart of the believer. What am I saying? Do you know that when Jesus resurrected, all the teachings he taught the people, the people were in the flesh. The Bible says they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They didn't even know he was going to resurrect. When he resurrected, he became a subject of debate. It was on the day of Pentecost that God came to live in them. Brother, when that happens to you, power from on high. Look, people talk about nationality, talk about, what do you call it? Itraba, you are from Ekiti, you are from whatever. It's rubbish. It's nonsense. We all, sons and daughters of God, regardless of where you come from, by one spirit, we all are baptized into that one body. Hello? That is why, look, there is nothing to brag about in an assembly, a local assembly. You are bragging about any what in a local assembly? What is in a local assembly? In the local assembly, we are still individual in the hand of God. But Abraham told us that every assembly comprises of 3 kinds of believers. You know yourself. You know yourself more than pastor knows you. Oh, yes. I called a brother this morning. Oh, for a long time, I've not seen him. Until I asked the mother yesterday, where is this child? He said, it's in Ibadan. Why is he not coming to church? Give me his number. I called him this morning. I said, hey, brother, how does that you are in Ibadan? He said, yes. I said, why are you not coming to church? He said, it's work. You work every day, even Sunday. I said, eh? You mean you don't even take off? He said, maybe during the week. I said, why don't you, that often thing during the week, why don't you beg your employer to put it on a Sunday? Even if it is one Sunday in a month. Brothers and sisters, what will you give as an exchange of your soul? We brought nothing here. We are taking nothing out of this place. The Bible says, naked we come and naked we will go. The only thing we are asked to take along with us is eternal life. Don't play with it. God bless you. True worshippers are those that have foreknown of Him, predestinated, called, justified by Him, glorified already. That is why sometimes, oh man, but Abraham said, God will allow you to go through some things, like I often refer to. When Job and God were, when Satan and God were talking about Job, Job was not aware. God said, the prophet said, God can allow sickness to come on you to prove you. A child of God preaches. You say, it's a man talking to man. What are you talking? What are you talking? Man talking to man? Because you want to belittle him? You can't belittle a child of God. You cannot. You are making a big mistake. If God bless you, you are blessed. If God has chosen you, you cannot fall. Trials will come your way. Temptation will come your way. I'm telling you, all things means all things. They will work together for your good. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Many people think ability to speak English is ability to put quotes together. That's what makes ministry. It's more than that. But Abraham told us that the ministry is an anointed office. He told us about who is that man again now who wanted to take the office of a minister. I can't remember his name now. Uzziah. May God help us. Whatever position God place you, remain there. That's the only place you can prosper. Let me tell you one thing. Children of God, they are not jealous of each other. They are not. Jealousy is of the devil. Why should I jealous Moses? If God gave him a car, the car belongs to all of us. I can call him and say, Moses, I want to go to Lagos. Let your driver take me. Where is the jealousy? Where is the envy? All those are works of the flesh. God bless you. I say, God bless you. If one member is blessed, the whole members rejoice. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Gossiping. The prophet said, it's sulfuric acid in the church. Once you are a child of God, your name was written. God filled you with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, those are the only people that can receive the Holy Ghost. And when they receive the Holy Ghost, they are representing God here on earth. And they can never compromise. Put AK-47 on their head. They will stay with what they believe. God bless you, church. Worshiping God is spirit. And the truth. Those are the true worshippers. Are you a true worshipper? You have to answer that question by yourself. Are you a true worshipper? Paul asked the people, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Some say they have the Holy Ghost. Themselves are the wives. They are not in peace. What type of Holy Ghost? That is not Bible Holy Ghost. Hello? That is not Bible Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost doesn't quarrel. He wouldn't fuse. God bless you, church. I think they have ragged their second bell. We will round up. We are coming back. God bless you. Shall we bow our heads? With the few broken words that has gone forth, how many of us will want to be remembered in prayer? Just raise up your hand wherever you are. Dear Almighty God, the hands of your children, plenty that has gone up, contrary to the law of gravity that says our hands should always hug down. You know the needs in their lives. You are the only one that can meet it. They can't meet it themselves. Nobody else can meet it. No matter how much they desire, it has to be you. Lord, we pray. Don't pass any of them by. You have taught us in your word that if our children ask for bread, we don't give them stone. You say, we that are sinners, if we know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to those that are asking? Whatsoever might be their needs, may you meet them at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We leave the rest of the services in your hands. We pray, O God, come wonderfully. Bless us. Meet our needs. Destroy the works of the devil. Uphold your purpose, the plan, and program concerning our lives. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.